Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about how spray foam insulation increases termite risk. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Blake Layton, Mississippi State University Extension Entomologist. Dr. Layton, this is a relatively new concern. First, what is spray foam insulation, and how is it related to risks of termite infestation?
Spray foam insulation is applied as a liquid product, and then it expands and hardens to produce a thick layer of insulation. So it's a good insulation tool. This can increase the risk of termite infestation because it covers up the wood, the wall coverings, and other areas where it might be possible to detect termite infestation. So it makes it much more difficult.
So how are inspectors and homeowners able to recognize termite infestations?
Under the best of conditions, termite infestations can be really hard to find. The easiest way maybe is if you have a swarm that emerges in your house. That's pretty obvious. Or if you see some damage or you're doing home repairs or structural repairs and you find termite damage. But when most of these inspections are done, what you're looking for is something much more subtle than that, either by crawling under the house, looking for mud tubes that might go up the inside foundation wall or up structural support elements or things of that nature, or looking for subtle signs of termites feeding in the wood. They don't like to feed to the exterior of the wood. When they happen to break out, they may patch that up with little spots of mud and stay inside the wood, but at least a good technician can spot that little pinhole or patch of mud or those mud tubes. So those are the kinds of things that we have to be able to spot.
How costly is it to repair termite damage?
That varies depending on how severe that termite damage is. So I've seen cases where, we had a termite infestation. There was a little damage there. Didn't even need to be repaired. Maybe they were in the subfloor or somewhere like that. They'd eaten some timbers, but they didn't structurally affect the strength. So no repair was necessary other than treating the termites. The next level up is, there was a little cosmetic damage, like on the inside of a kitchen or somewhere. Maybe a few $100 repaired that. If an infestation goes undetected for long periods of time and they're able to cause a lot of damage, then you can be talking about repair bills in the tens of thousands and even in some cases higher than that.
Can spray foam insulation actually increase the potential for termite problems?
It can also do that. I think the big concern is that it can hide termite infestations, but because the spray foam insulation can also trap water in places, and moisture in wood is a big, what we refer to as a conducive condition for termites. They like moist wood, and that increases the potential for termites to set up shop, so to speak, and to thrive really well. And in certain cases, this spray foam insulation can trap moisture or make it more difficult to detect the moisture problem, so you don't correct that, and then you get the termite problem, which is also more difficult to detect.
If I'm buying a house, what do I need to know?
Whether that house has spray foam insulation or not, it needs to be inspected and have done what is called a wood destroying insect report, where a certified technician will inspect that house, do their very best to find termites and other wood destroying insects if they're there, give a report showing whether or not they found them. That doesn't necessarily mean that house is free of termites. It just means that trained technician did their best to find termites, and either they didn't find them or if they did, they'll indicate that on the report. So if there's spray foam insulation there, that will make it more difficult for that technician to do their job. And recently we had a change in the wording and information on this wood destroying insect report so that spray foam insulation is considered an exclusion, meaning that the technician will indicate, there's spray foam insulation in these areas. I can't see back there. I can't say yay or nay whether there's a termite infestation.
Let's just say that I am having spray foam insulation installed. What do I do?
There are two types of spray foam, open cell and closed cell, and it's used in different areas. And then there are also ways that it can be installed. There are some restrictions, like leaving a 6-inch gap between the ground and the beginning of the foam insulation, and maybe a 6 or 3-inch gap between the top of the insulation and where it might meet subfloors. There's some things like that that can at least give a technician some places to look. Being aware of those and looking into those can be key.
How do we find more information?
We have a pretty extensive website on termites. You can readily find that by going into your search engine and doing a search for termites, Mississippi State, and it'll be listed right there near the top.
Today we've been speaking with Blake Layton, entomologist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.